What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first ever Finta Football podcast. My name is Ruben. I'm going to be the host of this podcast. We're excited to announce this. Been in the works for a while now. Excited to bring more content to you guys, just talking soccer. I'm accompanied by a friend, Anthony, through Idol Sports.
Hey, what's everyone. Up, how's it going?
Thanks to him, we were able to start this podcast, create some more content for you guys. He came to us with the idea, and we jumped on board. So hopefully it works out for everyone. And just talking soccer, food for the football lovers out there. Just for this first episode, kind of wanted to introduce to you the meaning of Finta Football. Obviously, I believe many of you guys have seen it, heard of it through Instagram, social media, and we just wanted to get the name out a little more, describe what we're doing with it, what our goals are with it, we have a lot of plans for it, so kind of just wanted to discuss some stuff with that. And I mean, right, Anthony, if he has any questions, you know, could jump in too. Maybe some of the listeners have the same questions as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So it is a new up and coming brand, but that's the interesting part of Finta is it's actually not new in the fact that it was actually created back in 2011 by three guys. Shout out Julian, Cass, and Alex. Those were the founders, the creators, if you would, of the brand. I was like 13 years old at the time. I remembered it coming up. Julian would train soccer together, and he'd bring it around. And I just remember the name. It resonated with me because I thought Finta. I was like, damn, that's a dope name, dope brand, especially for soccer. You know, it was back when social media was barely kicking off. I think Instagram was barely starting. And yeah, so that's kind of like the backstory of how it was created. Fast forward to now, 2020. I remembered the brand, did some searching on social media, discovered that the page was actually still there. So I decided I talked to a friend, Juan, who's my co, like we basically run the
you
brand
guys in marketing,
yeah,
right?
We're doing the marketing, trying to get the brand out there. I discussed it with him, and he was on board. He kind of motivated me to reach out to the guys. You know, I was a little iffy, maybe they wouldn't want to let us, you know, but I'm glad he pushed me to do it. Yeah, so we got in contact with the guys. It was funny because they were actually looking for people to do what we're doing now, you know, to bring the brand back out there. So it was kind of all came together in a way, you know. So
what clicked to make you like kind of remember like years later, like Finta Football?
You know, it was just random, bro. Like one day I was just. I always wanted to create like something that was mine, like a brand. It wasn't like I didn't really have anything like specific in mind.
Yeah.
But I wanted to like create a brand of some sort. And I mean, I grew up playing soccer my whole life. You know, it's kind of embedded in my family.
Yeah.
So like being Latin or Mexican, Hispanic, like soccer was it for me, you know, just growing up. So I kind of wanted to do something with soccer. At first, I was thinking like, doing just like news updates, like, you know, those on social media, stuff like that, like scores, just like talking soccer.
Kinda like the score and like complex sports.
Exactly. Yeah. Stuff like that. That's what I had in mind. And I just I was like, Finta, I looked it up. I was like, bro, like right now, in this time, like with social media, just how big it is. I really think like that name, the brand could do something, you know, it had potential. I saw potential in it. So,
well, yeah, that's a good point. Like, especially during COVID and everything, like, mm-hmm. community has always been like such a big thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And Finta, it's like a local brand. Yeah, they're starting local, Carb, right? Yeah,
Carb, Santa Barbara, and a little mixture of the both.
Yeah.
So, I've, yeah,
I've seen like a lot of support from the community this brand. Yeah, so honestly, that's great.
Yeah, the support from locally has been like really big, especially mm-hmm. from those that were, when it came up, there's a lot of them who were kind of like, damn, you know, I wish it could have kept going.
Yeah.
And they were so happy when we brought it back. Like, we got like messages just like, oh, thank you so much for bringing the brand back. Like, we loved it, you know, we're glad it's coming back.
It's a good movement to be a part of.
And even just like stuff like that, messages like that just motivate us more, you know, to mm-hmm. want to do something big with this brand. Like I said, we have like huge goals in mind with it. We just don't want to be like a regular clothing brand.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, our goal is to put out some like cool stuff merchandise wise, but we want to do like more with it, more with the brand, you know, more than just the brand. We want to support the community and like expose players, the talent. There's so much talent in our area. We want to help expose them through interviews, just making them
make video. It like a soccer lifestyle brand.
Yes, not just like exactly. That's our big, that's our little slogan is lifestyle, soccer, passion. You know, so like kind of in between those three words is kind of like
it's not just like merchandise you brides or brides.
Exactly.
Like a thing.
Mm-hmm. So, fast forward to now, we got the brand. We came to an agreement with the guys. We're promoting it. We're trying to get it out there. We did our first drop in October, late mm-hmm. October. Went really good. Thanks to everyone for the support and that. Now we're just pushing, you know, taking it slow. Obviously, it's a new up and coming brand. But we got, like I said, we got big goals. Obviously, with COVID right now, it's kind of hard to like do a lot of stuff. But I mean, we're trying with what we can, you know.
Yeah. Don't get creative.
Yeah, we're trying to get like a little creative. Just make content. Honestly, just mm-hmm. soccer content. Soccer is a big game, especially now. It's coming up. It's definitely mm-hmm. coming up. So we just want to expose soccer, you know, like get it out there, especially for the women's. We have a lot of goals in mind with the women's game too. We want to expose that. It's growing so much. So yeah, that's a little background as to what Finta is, you know, how it was created and where it's at right now. For right now, we do got some cool stuff coming out in terms of other colorway t-shirts. Just want to throw that in. So yeah, stay tuned for those. But yeah, with this first podcast, just wanted to hop on here and like I said, just tell you guys how it started, how it originated, because that's important to us, you know. Mm-hmm. We don't want to forget where it came from. But at the same time, we're excited to do big things with it. So we're also gonna talk about some stuff that we have in mind of doing it. But Anthony, I don't know if you have any like questions.
No questions really, but I mean the comments. I think you guys have done a great job in building this brand. Like initially, like you guys didn't rush it. There was a lot of build up to the launch, definitely. Which I thought was great.
Yeah.
And then you guys have seen such a great support from the community. Yeah. And then you guys like are newish clothing brand, I guess.
Yeah. For sure.
But like you guys make like there's a lot of clothing brands that start and they have to start from like a really small base, I guess, it's not always quality. You guys actually release like very quality merchandise.
So, yeah, it's another little backstory is that the guys who created the brand,
mm-hmm.
so the reason why they left it was because they had their own like printing business.
Yeah.
Shout out to Graphic Ink. Check them out for your printing supplies. Yeah, so they're the owners of that and they just have, they're huge, you know, they have a big client base. So
So
they make all our products. It's guaranteed, you know, quality stuff. That's we're big on that, you know, bringing quality merchandise to everyone.
Because it's stuff like you won't just wear it because it says Fiend on it. You wear it because fits good, also looks good, feels
that's
good.
Big for us. We want to, well, obviously Fiend Soccer, mm-hmm. being we want it to be comfortable enough to that you could throw it on to play a pickup game with your homies.
Or just go hang out.
Or just go hang out, you know, like lifestyle, fat passion, soccer, you know, mix everything into one product. And I think we've done a good job with the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
And we're still like getting creative.
Yeah, I was working on designs.
So okay. We're going to come up with some more cool stuff in the future, hopefully. But yeah, let's get into some of the future goals we have in mind with the brand.
Yeah.
We'll start with one big one that we plan on doing is holding camps and clinics, mm-hmm. if you would, for kids, soccer players, bring top-notch quality coaching to the area,
mm-hmm.
hold sessions for kids with big time coaches, like I said, people who've been there, done that, you know, who are well connected within the game, just coming down and not just teaching them like soccer stuff, but also what it takes to become a pro, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like we lack that here in this area. Like I said, there's so much talent from what I've seen. You know, I'm barely 24,
mm-hmm.
and I've had friends. I have friends. I know people. I've seen it, you know, it's a small community.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much talent. But I think what kids fail to realize or recognize nowadays is the mentality it takes to be a pro, you know?
I mean, we are in our own bubble, I will say, in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
So you don't really get so many players or coaches coming back, really showing the steps of what it takes.
Exactly. And I kind of learned that aspect through... one of my cousins who also has his own soccer brand.
Mm-hmm.
His is more geared to the goalie position, though, the goalkeeper.
Okay.
His brand is called Arquero Official. But yeah, he started doing camps like that, clinics. He was well connected with a head coach down in Tijuana, Cholos de Tijuana, soccer club in Mexico, the first division team over there. He was able to bring him down to our area, hold a clinic. You know, the first one, he kind of did it not expecting much,
mm-hmm.
but he saw how much it was needed in this area, you know?
Yeah.
To bring someone with his experience and his drive to push kids to that level, you know? Ultimately, mm-hmm. it's all about getting them to the next level.
Yeah.
So that's a big thing we want to do, kind of not mock it, but do the same thing for kids like that, you know?
I mean, it's great. I mean, if you have a skill in something, it's great to use that skill to like further yourself
exactly,
in life.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
some kids aren't able to have those tools
for whatever reason. You know, it could be financially, family. You never know what a kid could be going through
mm-hmm.
in their personal life. But with this brand, our goal is to get those kids who struggle to get out of their
who have the potential but don't have the means
you know, we want to push them to do good things, you know?
Yeah,
because ultimately that's what's going to make us as a brand, it's that's what's going to put our name out there, you know, is mm-hmm. doing good things for kids. And that's a big goal we have. We have a lot of connections, so it's all about connections at the end of the day, honestly.
Networking,
all that. That's a big goal we have in mind. Hopefully we could get started with those camps and clinics. Like I said, with COVID, it's kind of mm-hmm. hard, but we're shooting for early next year to hold our first one. Obviously it's still times away, but we'll obviously keep everyone posted when the time comes sooner.
And so these would be Finta Football sponsored camps, right?
So they'd be with our brand, Finta Football Camp Clinic. We'd bring down the coaches maybe a day or two, depending, you know.
Mm-hmm.
First probably do a day camp. But within that we'd give the players a space to talk to the coach and just get insight, you know, as to what it takes, what you need to get to that next level, you know?
It's more than just running through drills.
Yeah, it's more than... Soccer's a tough mental sport, tactical, mm-hmm. you know? And I think it's important for kids to know that it's not just about, like you said, running, kicking a ball. There's so much more to it. And if you want to get to that next level, you have to sacrifice so much. And I feel like kids don't understand that, you know.
It's like getting them mentally prepared.
They all want to get there, but they don't know what it takes. And yeah. We hope to shed some light on what it takes, you know. Mm-hmm. And with the camps, that's what we're hoping to do. So, yeah, that's a big one. Another thing we're also hoping to do is just bring content to you guys. So like, hold interviews, maybe on the podcast or recording through our page, you know. But get guys, like I said, who have been there, you know, who are playing D1 soccer, competitive soccer, mm-hmm. at the pro level, wherever it may be, you know. But guys who are doing it, bring them on. Just shed some insight as to how they're doing it. And yeah, just help the next generation, I think, is our main goal. Mm-hmm. Get as much kids from our area, Santa Barbara, 805, you know. Just get as much talent as we can out there, because there's so much talent here. Yeah. It's a hotbed for soccer, for sure.
I mean, yeah, and there's talent that have, like, that grew up here that's kind of gone through that whole process too. So yeah, getting them on here and being able to tell their story.
We, like I said, we know players. We know kids who are playing college ball right now. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, it's not all pro, you know. Yeah. I feel like we could shed some on just playing college ball. Imagine, like,
well, yeah, there's different routes.
If I, like, one regret I have is not playing competitive college soccer. Mm-hmm. Cause like, what would have been better than playing soccer, a sport you love, for free? You know, kids get scholarships,
exactly,
full rides just to play soccer. On top of that, you're getting a like quality education. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way to go, if you ask me. You know, it's not always about becoming pro. Yeah, you could do that after, but I think it's what's more better than playing a sport you love, you know, and just getting a quality education. It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just showing that, like you said, the different routes that you could do with the sport. There's so much you could do. But our main goal is just to get word out as to how you could do big things with the sport of soccer, you know, basically. Yeah. And shed light with that, with the local talent there is, you know. We'd probably go to games, cover the games. My little bit of my background is I'm studying journalism right now. Mm-hmm. So that's a big goal of mine, is to expose the local talent by going to the games. And so Santa Barbara High School is big soccer school. We got UCSB, mm-hmm. SBCC, you know, covering all these local games. There's so much talent there. So I think going to those games, talking to the players, building a relationship with them, connecting them. And you never know, you know, how far they could get.
I mean, just giving them, like, as much exposure as possible always helps.
Yeah, exactly. And it helps a lot, you know, because kids, like I said, kids don't know. I don't know if it's they don't know or they just don't want to. Mm-hmm. But if it's either one, like, we want to help, you know. We want to help get kids to the next level.
That's the thing. You can never be known about if you're not seen first.
Exactly, exactly. And like I said, it's insane how much talent there is in this area.
Yeah.
So our goal is, get as much players to the next level, you know. And once they make it, just remember us.
Yeah.
rock our gear.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a couple of the stuff we have in mind. We have way more stuff. Basically, just creating content for you guys, you mm-hmm. know, soccer content. I feel like there's not much out there right now, so I feel like this is a good opportunity with the brand. Coming with the brand, you know, is also doing this, creating content, mm-hmm. just soccer, playing pickup with our friends, you know, just doing cool stuff with soccer. You know, at the end of the day, it's a sport. It's for everyone. You know, we got a lot of Sunday league teams too. You know, people just do it. It's one thing I noticed from a sport, soccer, is it's so passionate. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's really like a religion, you know. People live and breathe it for real. Like, it's crazy. I don't know if you've ever been to like a Sunday league game.
I've observed them.
But it's crazy how like, how people just, they'll spend their whole Sunday just at, you know, just at a park, just playing just for soccer. to get away from like a routine.
Yeah. It's it's a lifestyle.
It's like a lifestyle. Said. Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, just covering a bunch of soccer stuff. Obviously as I mentioned, this podcast, we wanted to cover just what the brand was, but, in the future, we're going to start talking about the games, big games going on around the world, you know, the Champions League, Premier League, the Spanish League, everything, MLS is growing.
It's big soccer news. Like,
yeah. So, yeah. Talk about soccer a lot. I guess that's a good transition now to what the podcast is actually going to be about. thank you guys for listening to that background. So basically the podcast, we're going to be talking a bunch of games that are going on currently around the world. I'm a big guy on analyzing like the games deeper. Mm-hmm. I'm really into like tactics, how the shape of a team, you know, how they're playing. So for those like soccer nuts that are out there, this would be a perfect tune in for sure. Tactics are big in soccer, and I feel like people don't understand that about soccer, or at least for people who are new to it. They just figure like there's 11 guys running after a ball trying to get it in the net, but there's so much more to it, you know. There's so much more to the sport. And that's a goal too, is to expose the game more, because I feel like it's misunderstood in a way.
Like just educate people aren't fully aware.
Exactly. Educate people, because I mean, globally it's a big game, but in the United States it's growing. And I feel like that's part of the process, just to educate people more about what soccer is, you know, for the future kids too, that might want to give it a try. You know, I feel like people are scared because they think it's too physical. I mean, it is, don't get me wrong, but like I was telling you, it's more of a tactical thing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, in America, I feel like it's almost like seen as different, but like globally, it's like easily the most popular sport.
Like we were talking last time, it's the most watched sport.
It's a religion.
It's really a religion outside of the U.S. And it's good to see though that it's growing here in the U.S.
It is.
That's exciting for sure. But I think that's it for me. I introduced the brand a bit, what our goals are with it. I don't know if you have any other insights, questions.
Do you guys have like almost like a dream goal?
Oh yeah. So like, I kind of said it playing around, but like Neymar rocking a shirt would probably be like, you know, like we made it. Yeah. Nah, just getting it out globally, you know. Hopefully one day like players could be pulling up to their games with the Finta gear, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe even like sponsor some athletes even in the future, you know, sponsor them with some Finta athlete, hook them up with a bunch of stuff. But yeah, I think the ultimate goal is just getting it out as much as we can, you know?
Yeah.
Cause we do think it has a lot of potential. So just getting it out within the soccer community as much as we can, to the point where hopefully one day a big superstar, like icon, legend in the game of soccer, it's gonna be rocking it, you know.
Maybe one of these kids at the camps.
That's what we're trying to find the next Neymar, hopefully in Santa Barbara. But just want to thank you guys, everyone who's supporting. We hope to bring you guys more cool stuff with this brand. Hopefully you guys stay tuned with and catch everything we're doing. Like I said, we're just going to, our goal is just to create content for you guys, soccer content, get the game out there, talk about it more, bring guests on, just do a bunch of stuff, you know. We got a lot of goals in mind. We got more that I could talk about. And if we do have ideas, you know, we'll pop them back in. But basically the podcast, we're just going to talk soccer content, you know. So I'm definitely excited for it. Thanks to you, bro, for giving us this
I'm excited
platform.
To see what you guys do with the content.
Just if you follow us, you know, we got that Instagram, finta.football. Same for the Facebook one. We're working on a Twitter one. So yeah, thank you guys again, and hopefully you guys enjoy.